Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day, welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here on this beautiful Monday, the 12th of October, 2020. And I trust wherever you are in the world, you've had a phenomenal weekend, been able to relax, rejuvenate, reflect, and also re-energize for the week ahead. And hopefully it's a big week in sales for you this week, wherever you may well be. And so I put a little post on LinkedIn last night, actually, Sunday night, and the topic of it was, what are you focused on? I just wanted to run through some of the thought process behind that and give you a bit of a start to the week that hopefully will be a bit of a platform, but also enable you to build some momentum, not just for you, but also for your team, and get yourself in a position to really reap some great results, maybe next week, the week after, and certainly down the track. So always think about, and I get my clients to do this every single week, and that is just a reflection time, thinking about what worked well for the week that's just been, and what were some of the wins, and really getting honed in on what were the key wins for the week. What did you do well? What did your team do well? So you can start getting used to identifying positive outcomes for the week. And it's a really important thing, because too often, certainly as leaders, we tend to look back on things and say, oh, I wish I had done that. I did this, but it wasn't as good as I thought it could have been. And we tend to slant towards the negative because typically as humans, we are more attuned to believing the negative stuff or the more pessimistic stuff before we believe the positive stuff. And you just have to look at all the media around right now. It's very, very difficult to find any positive news coming out of any media, because simply good news doesn't necessarily sell. So as leaders, it's really incumbent on us to set the tone, set the example. And it starts with us getting really granular on, what did we do well last week? So what were the wins? And this helps us get really focused on what are the things we want to get really laser focused on this week, to then hopefully use what we've learned as a platform for future growth. So that was the first thing. The second thing is to look at, all right, based on those wins, what were some of the learns or lessons that I learned last week? Now, these are not necessarily the things that didn't work. These are not the failures. But based on the experience you had, based on what you attempted to do last week, there would have been some things that didn't work as well as you would have hoped. And this is not when you're failing. This is not the fact that you got it wrong. It's a case of, okay, what did you learn from that? Because from the lessons, we can take some key learnings out of that and think about, okay, if I tweak a couple of things, if I did something slightly differently, or if I did something completely differently, would that lead me to a different result this week? And chances are the answer to that is obviously yes. So what it does is reflecting on some of the things that you learnt from the week where things didn't necessarily go according to plan will enable us to look at what can we do this week to implement some maybe better practices, some better tactics to hopefully then give ourselves a better opportunity of getting a better result. So they're the two key things that I get every single client to do. And out of that, what comes out is one or two key focus areas for the week coming up. Now, well, may well be that you want to take a positive win from the last week and then continue to build that momentum. So therefore, that's where you're going to put your area of focus for this week, and that's perfectly okay. That will enable you to hopefully build even more momentum and get even better results. Or it may well be there's some things that you wanted to focus on to improve, which may have come out of a learn from last week or a lesson, and that's perfectly okay as well. Whatever you choose to focus on is where we need to put our energy. So, and this is the key thing. So from your point of view right now, as we begin the week, what is your key area of focus for this week? What's going to be your main focus? Because we've got to remember this, that where your focus goes, your energy will flow. So we've got to make sure that we're going to be focused on some uplifting and positive activities and objectives this week. Too many of us, and I've got both hands in the air, too many of us tend to think too small. Too many of us tend to think too pessimistically, and we unfortunately, this is part of the conditioning that we've got and the environments that sometimes we surround ourselves with. Too often we're thinking about all the things that we can't do, or too, or all the things that we want to do, but they're just too big. And so we tend to look at it through a lens of pessimism rather than a lens of optimism. So this week in particular, take this week and make a decision to look at, only things that are going to be uplifting for me, but also uplifting for my team. And then that's, you'll find that when your energy flows into that, your focus will become that more laser focused, and you'll probably have a much better opportunity of building some momentum around those activities, because your focus is going to be really, really fixed on a clear objective, rather than just trying to do wandering generalities throughout the whole week, which a lot of us tend to do, and we don't necessarily have something specific we want to focus on. Too many of us, unfortunately, think, well, you know what, I want to improve this week, but I'm not really clear on what I want to improve. I'm just going to go through the week and see how it pans out. That's not what excellent people do. That's not what exceptional sales leaders do. That's not what elite sports people do or elite business performers. What they all do is they get really granular and really clear on what they're going to be focusing on this week, and all the energy goes into making sure that their activities, everything goes into that. So that's the first point, especially on a Monday when, you know, sometimes the energy on a Monday is not necessarily where it needs to be when it comes to business performance, particularly if you've come off a big weekend and, you know, the weather's not great on a Monday. Sometimes that's the case, particularly if you're living in Melbourne where I am, it can be really unpredictable. Today, thankfully, is going to be about 24 degrees, but it's quite cool right now where we are. But think about what your energy is like on a Monday. Is it up and about, or do you have to start really working on focusing in on your developing positive energy so you can start building that momentum? So firstly, be aware of your energy. Just be completely aware. And if it's not where you think it needs to be, then do some work on improving that. And there's a number of ways to do that, whether it be meditation, affirmations, going for some exercise, just getting the blood pumping and getting the body moving. There's a number of ways to do that. But make sure specifically for your team, you're going to be in a position where you're going to be at your best when it comes to putting the pedal to the metal. So think about what are some things that you are focused on this week. And in the post last night, I put a number of questions out. So are you, for example, focused on creating new opportunities? Now, these could be new opportunities for you in your own career. It could be new opportunities for you within your business. It could be new opportunities for your people, or helping them create new opportunities within their business for their customers. Now, particularly in sales, nothing happens unless something's sold. So in order for something to be sold, we need to be developing opportunities. So are you focused on creating new opportunities this week, whether it be for yourself, for your people, for your customers, for your business? Everything we do should be thinking about and focused on creating something new, whether it be using an existing platform of business to try and do some incremental stuff, or thinking completely outside of the box and developing new things that we can introduce to customers as a way to add more value to them. That's the first one. Second one is, are you focused on developing solutions to potentially begin seeding into your customer base or into your market? Now, this could be from an innovation point of view. There might be some stuff you've been working on. Can you start developing opportunities or developing some solutions that potentially can be best of breed that you can start seeding into your customers, which may not actually result in an opportunity being converted this week or this month, but you might actually be starting to seed opportunities that for first quarter in calendar year 2021 that will bear fruit if we start investing now. And particularly if you can get customers on board now, this is where you can start really doing some joint business initiatives and some joint business planning to get some win-wins on the board for both of you guys to actually reap the benefits in 2021. So is it going to be product development? Is it going to be service development? What are some of the left of center ideas that you can start thinking about, and even get your customer involved, that will increase the quality of the conversations? And always remember in sales that if we're not talking to our customers, then somebody else is. So how can you do that? Are you focused on developing solutions and beginning to seed those solutions into your customers, and even introducing something different from a conversation point of view? Because that in itself can also increase your differentiation against your competitors, particularly if your competitors are just in the same old, expecting the results to flow in. So that's the second thing you can do. Or are you focused on identifying solutions to current problems? Now, we've always talked about that, particularly in sales, great salespeople are great problem solvers first and foremost. So as sales leaders, we also have to be really great strategic problem solvers. So are we working on developing solutions and identifying solutions to current problems that we know exist within an existing customer base? Or are we starting to develop solutions that we see to problems in an existing marketplace? And can we start thinking about, okay, what are the future problems going to be? If we look out with a crystal ball in 2021, first quarter, second quarter, what are some of the things that business is going to be grappling with in 2021? Well, one of the obvious ones right now is, particularly for organizations who have been used to having open plan, hot desking type arrangements, as the COVID restrictions continue to be reduced or we're released from restrictions, then organizations looking to get people back at work, typically they're going to have to put some new processes in place, and hot desking potentially is going to be a thing of the past. So whether you're, what depending on what sort of business you're in, what sort of industry you're in, there may well be some solutions that you can start thinking about. What are the problems for organizations that are going to get their workforce back into offices? What are some of the problems they're going to be faced when they do that, and how can we potentially provide a possible solution to that? So start thinking about what are the future problems that my market and my customers are going to be grappling with, and start seeding those, start developing conversations around those. Put your focus on that, and you might be amazed at what sort of opportunities you can create through that and through the conversations that will no doubt stem from that. And the other couple of things to think about, are you focused on challenging? This is a big one. Are you focused on challenging your team? And challenging your team to get to new heights. You might be a really high performing team right now, but always understand this, there's always another level of performance to get to. Great people, exceptional sales leaders, exceptional performers never ever get satisfied with where they're at, and they certainly don't get satisfied with high levels of achievement. There's always another level they want to get to. And so as an exceptional sales leader, how can you start and continue to focus on challenging your team to get better, to reach new heights of performance, to reach new heights of thinking, to reach new heights of behavior, to do things that perhaps they've never done before, to challenge the status quo, challenge the way they've always done things, and look for different ways and better ways that they can engage with customers, that they can engage with each other, they can actually develop their thinking strategies, that their behavioral strategies. How can they do that to the point where if they do that, they'll actually continue to differentiate themselves against the marketplace and will ultimately deliver a higher level of performance and guarantee us to get to that next level of performance. So get ready, get really focused on challenging your team this week to reach new heights. And if they think, you know what, we're quite happy, we're doing well, then that gives you a bit of an insight in terms of maybe I don't necessarily have the right personnel in my team, because if they're satisfied with where they're at, then very quickly that will start to play out in their behavior. They'll certainly start to play out in their thinking, and it'll definitely start to play out in their performance. So keep challenging to get better. Now, what does that mean? It means that we have to start getting focused and more focused on us getting better. Now, I've talked a lot about in previous podcasts, and I talk a lot about to clients about this as well. It's the old focus on constant and never ending improvement. Are you focused on ways that you can take your leadership to an entirely new level? Are you looking for different ways to bring innovation into the team? Are you looking for different ideas to have different types of conversations with your team? What sort of benchmarks do you want to set? What sort of new standards do you want to set? What sort of challenges are you going to be setting yourself that will enable you to step up to a new level of performance? And ultimately, through that example, set a new level of performance for your team to hopefully aspire to, but ultimately get to. So you focus on ways that you can take your leadership to the whole new level, because you've got to realize this, and every leader at some point in their career understand and they recognize that our team is and always will be a reflection of us. So under the old law of the lid that John Maxwell talks a lot about, if we are at a certain level of performance, it's our team cannot be any further than that, because we have a lid. We basically are the lid on the capability of our team. We're also on the lid on the potential of our team. So if we are to unleash more potential of our team, what does that mean? It means we've got to unleash more potential of us in terms of our leadership and our capabilities. So there's some things to think about as we approach the brand new week, and think about, okay, where is your focus going? Am I as a leader focused in on the right areas, and therefore am I focusing my attention on my team in the right areas, and therefore through that, am I focusing their attention on the right areas as well? So whatever your focus is on this week, make a decision right now that nothing will be left on the table. Get to the end of the week and literally have no more blood you can actually get out of the stone. No more toothpaste that can come out of the toothbrush or toothpaste tube. Leave nothing on the table. That whatever happens throughout the week will be an opportunity to move one step closer to you becoming an exceptional sales leader, and know you're going to get challenges, but knowing that you'll be able to accept those challenges and deal with those challenges and overcome those challenges, you'll get one step closer to you becoming that exceptional sales leader. And in the process, your team will become one step closer to be able to deliver those exceptional and sustainable, but also outstanding results. But it starts with us. It starts with us and where our focus is, because as I said at the outset of this episode, where our focus goes is where our energy flows. So be really conscious of where your energy is right now. Be really conscious on where your focus is right now. And if you're not quite clear, if you haven't sat down and really honed in on what those key areas of focus are for you this week, then take a step right now after listening to this podcast and really ask yourself the questions, where is my focus best placed for this week? Because I guarantee when you do that, you'll become laser focused, which will enable then the activities you do, your thinking you do, everything associated with that to be really meaningful and probably more likely to get some success out of those activities and out of that area of focus. So make this week an outstanding week as an exceptional sales leader. And a reminder, of course, if you're committed to taking your sales leadership to that exceptional sales leader level and doing that within the next 90 days, I'd love to have a conversation with you and see how I might be able to help you. Jump on to my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time and I'll give you a call and we can have a chat about what that program looks like. That will also enable your team to drive those sustainable and outstanding results that I know you're looking for. And as a key reminder as well, if you haven't connected with me on LinkedIn, please remember to send me a connection request. And also greatly appreciate if you can take the time to, first of all, subscribe to the show. So that will enable me to get notifications to you when a new episode is up and running, but also rate the show as well, because not only is it great to get a rating, whether you like the show or hate the show, just, hey, take some time to rate the show. That'd be much appreciated, because really what it does is enables other people who are just like you to be able to find the podcast, and hopefully I'll be able to add value to those people as well. So here's to your week of highly focused attention. Make sure your energy goes into, first of all, making sure you understand what your focus is, and then making sure that all your energy goes into the areas that you're now chosen to focus on. And when you do that, you'll get a lot closer to being that exceptional sales leader. I'll talk to you in the next episode, and all the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.